From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A new technique for turning off genes is revolutionizing biology. By switching off genes one at a time, scientists are making unprecedented strides in understanding exactly how genes control everything, from how much cholesterol our bodies make to how long we'll live. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
The new technique is called RNA interference, or RNAi for short. Geneticist Cynthia Kenyon uses RNAi to study one of the great mysteries of biology.
My laboratory has been interested in a really important question, which is there anything we can do about the rate at which we age?
To begin to answer that question, Kenyon uses RNAi to study how different genes affect lifespan.
RNAi is like having a gun that lets you point at a certain gene, pull the trigger, and knock out just that gene with almost 100% efficiency.
To understand how RNAi works, you have to remember a bit of high school biology. Genes are made up of chunks of DNA. Each gene contains the instructions to make a particular protein. Proteins do the work of our cells, digesting food, releasing energy, sending signals to other cells. To actually make the protein, another molecule called RNA reads the DNA instructions and then directs the assembly of the protein. It's like the construction worker who actually builds the house after reading the architect's drawings. A few years ago, biologist Andrew Fire helped discover that a particular form of RNA could actually block or interfere with the protein assembly process. Fire is now at Stanford University. He says these blocking forms of RNA essentially shut off a gene.
Shut off means is in a functional sense. A piece of DNA functions by making a protein, and the protein functions by doing something for the cell. And so the functional shutoff means that if the gene was something that allowed muscle cells to contract, the muscle cells were no longer able to contract.
To study how genes affect aging, Kenyon doesn't have a lab full of octogenarians being poked and prodded to see what makes them tick. Kenyon has a lab full of worms.
Oh, excellent. You found them. Good. Excellent.
Yeah, they just arrived.
The worms are tiny critters barely visible to the naked eye. Biologists like to go from the simple to the complex, so Kenyon chose to study the tiny brown worm known as C. elegans. What makes it handy for studying aging is that its normal lifespan is only 2 weeks.
But it actually gets old in that time. So it's very frisky when it's young, and then it slows down and eventually goes into the worm nursing home and then dies. And what we found was that there were genes that controlled aging.
There are thousands of genes in C. elegans. By tweaking a few of those genes, Kenyon has managed to dramatically extend the worm's 14-day lifespan.
We have movies now of worms that are 144 days old that are moving around looking like youngsters. It's incredible. Really, really blows your mind, actually.
Kenyon says over the past few years, she and her colleagues have been able to sort out which genes are involved in aging and what effect each of them has on lifespan.
And without RNAi, we could never have done that. I mean, it would have just been an impossible task. But we were able to do it really quickly. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing how it's transformed biology in the lab, biological research.
Now, Kenyon is trying to understand aging in a very simple organism, the roundworm. But she says others are using the same techniques in mice, and some scientists are going even further.
They're also starting to actually try to apply RNAi technology toward disease therapies.
That's what Hans-Peter Fornlacher is doing. He's with the German affiliate of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, a company in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that's focused on using RNA interference for medical therapies. Fornlacher and his colleagues wanted to see if they could lower cholesterol by shutting off the gene ApoB.
ApoB is part of the LDL particles, which are considered as the bad cholesterol, and are high LDL and therefore high cholesterol levels are the cause for major diseases.
The problem has been getting the interfering RNA molecule to the cells that are making ApoB. But now Fornlacher has found a clever way to do that, at least in mice. As he reports in tomorrow's edition of the journal Nature, he got the interfering RNA into the desired cells by attaching a cholesterol-like compound to it. Cells that make cholesterol also take up cholesterol. Once inside the cells, the interfering RNA shut off the ApoB gene, and the mouse's total cholesterol went down.
We could show for the first time that we can deliver these potentially high-quality therapeutics to an animal.
Now, this was done in mice, so it's not clear it will work in humans. But that's not what makes the cholesterol work so important. John Rossi is a geneticist with the Beckman Center at the City of Hope in Duarte, California.
this is just a proof of concept that interfering RNAs can be delivered to a therapeutically important target and have a consequence that's impacting on the physiology of the organism.
Since so many diseases are caused by bad genes, being able to switch off those genes could have enormous consequences for medicine. Joe Palca, NPR News.